Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, building that elusive work-life balance. Because let's be real, who hasn't felt like they're constantly juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Work demands are crazy high these days, emails flood in at all hours, and the pressure to always be on is relentless. But guess what? You deserve more than just surviving. You deserve to thrive, and that means finding ways to carve out space for what truly matters, your well-being, your relationships, your passions, all those things that make life beautiful and fulfilling beyond the spreadsheets and deadlines. So how do we actually do this? How do we achieve that magical work-life balance without feeling like we're constantly playing catch-up? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you start crafting a life that feels both balanced and fulfilling. First up, define your own success. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others or chasing external validation. But true success is deeply personal. What does it mean to you? Maybe it's having more time for family, mastering a new hobby, traveling the world, or simply waking up feeling energized and ready to tackle the day. Figure out what truly lights you up, and let that guide your decisions. Next, prioritize ruthlessly. Life is a constant series of choices, and every choice you make comes at a cost. You can't do everything, so learn to say no to things that don't align with your priorities. This doesn't mean being a jerk. It means setting boundaries and protecting your time and energy. Remember, saying yes to one thing often means saying no to something else. Now, schedule your sanity. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, make time for activities that nourish your soul. Whether it's going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a hot bath, carve out dedicated time for self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Fourth, unplug and recharge. The constant barrage of notifications can be overwhelming. Take regular breaks from your devices, disconnect from social media, and give your mind a chance to breathe. You'll be surprised how much clearer your thoughts become when you're not constantly bombarded with information. Finally, remember that balance is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when work takes over, or life throws curveballs your way. That's okay. Just try to get back on track as quickly as possible. The key is to keep striving for balance, even when things get hectic. Ever feel like you're drowning in emails while your phone keeps buzzing with notifications? You know that feeling when you're constantly checking off tasks but still somehow behind? That's the classic sign of a life out of whack. I remember being there myself, working late nights, weekends included, and feeling burnt out. But then, I realized something had to change. One day, I decided to take a step back. I set boundaries with work, stopped checking emails after hours, and started prioritizing my personal life. It wasn't easy at first. There were definitely some pushbacks and moments where I questioned myself. But slowly but surely, things started to shift. I had more energy, felt less stressed, and was actually more productive when I was working. I realized that taking care of myself allowed me to be better at my job. You know what? It's a win-win situation. By investing in your well-being, you invest in your success. So remember, finding balance isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. It's about prioritizing your well-being and creating a life that feels both fulfilling and sustainable. Take charge of your time, set boundaries, make self-care a priority, and don't be afraid to say no when you need to. The world needs the best version of you, not just someone who's constantly running on fumes. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small steps you can take this week to create more balance in your life? Share your thoughts and ideas with me on social media, use the hashtag Healthy Boundaries Podcast, and let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, remember to protect your peace and keep striving for that amazing work-life harmony. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.